like show business, like no business I know. Everything about it is appealing, everything the traffic will allow. Nowhere could you get that happy feeling when you are stealing that extra bow. There's no people like show people. They smile when they are alone. Yesterday they told you you would not go far. That night you open and there you are. Next day on your dressing room they hung a star. Let's go on with the show.
Yay!
Burning Bridges, 10-10.
That's right. Hot as fuck
10,
out there.
10-10, motherfuckers. Hot as fuck.
It feels
it's
like 8-10
global
out there.
Warming. I don't know if it's a myth or... then there's a hurricane in fucking Florida. Yep. I love it. I love hurricanes. I love fucking hazardous situations.
I love the scorpions.
Speaking of a hazardous situation, we got to go right to the calls because we got Lil Wayne on the line.
Oh, boy.
And he's only got a 10-minute window or so to talk to us.
What? What's up, Kevin?
Hey, Scissor.
Lil Wayne, what's going on? Where are you
Big
down?
Big news, man. I'm beefing with Eli Manning, and also someone got shot at one of my concerts. What do you want to speak
about? Yeah. Oh, yeah. What, did they get were they killed?
Allegedly.
They killed to me. You get shot at my concert, then that means you no longer a real fan. What?
Where was the concert? Atlanta?
Atlanta, of course. I call everywhere Atlanta because wherever I go is Atlanta, you know?
tickets available at Atlanta, no matter, even if you're in Tallahassee.
You could go to Ticketmaster or you could just go to Atlanta. What?
So, really, somebody got shot and killed at a show?
Yeah, yeah.
Boy, man,
of
or
course
woman?
Someone got shot. Did right. you not read the news? Oh, wait, you're blind.
Yeah,
what?
Exactly. Very good.
I say we need more of this. People should getting shot at rap concerts.
Thin the herd?
No, just because it's like, the, you know, everyone's like, everything's rap is so cool, and it's like, you know, they're just playing. No, shoot them. Shoot motherfuckers dead.
My auntie saw Phil Collins last night in Boston. I should give her a call and make sure she's all
right. Right, because he gets edgy with that.
Exactly.
Bum, bum, something right. in the, that
take,
stupid.
Take me home.
No, that something in the air tonight. It's like a 20-minute song.
In the, yeah, black people love that song.
The song what's, is feel it coming in the air tonight. Yeah. What? You know what I feel coming in the air tonight? Bullets.
So wait, do they catch the people? Was it a black dude that committed a felony at your concert?
How dare you?
Yeah, the police are looking for, the exact description is a black dude.
Well, you're ugly, right?
I'm not that good to look at. I'm like Bob Marley if he went to jail and got AIDS.
But you get pussy though, right?
Of course I do, but I don't get consent because I'm Lil Wayne. What?
Wait, you have four kids. Do you know all them?
Yeah, I got four children, and they all came out of ladies' pussy because I like pussy.
Yeah.
What?
Is that his catchphrase? What?
I don't know. I know he drinks like cough syrup.
You drink the purple Slurple? Mm-hmm.
Of course I do, because I want to keep my immune system strong.
Wait, you guys are all from the Louisiana, right? That's why you and Beckham, Odell Beckham, and Eli Manning, you're all from Louisiana parts, right?
I swear to God, I thought you meant David
Beckham.
Yeah,
when I used to go by the schoolyard at 5 a.m., I would see Eli and Peyton and ODJ, and they'd all be out there practicing, and I knew they were on the bigger, better things.
Why were you out at 5? You had a paper route at 5 a.m.?
Oh, yeah. I called it a paper route. You would call it stealing crack.
All right, that's good.
Oh, this guy's all right.
Mm-hmm.
Lil Wayne. So I don't even know you. It's so sad how, like, you know, you're a rap star, I guess, but I never heard any of your music that I know of.
You're not really the demographic.
Maybe when I was on 6th Avenue and somebody's riding up 6th Avenue in a big black car. And they had music pouring out of the window. But, I mean,
yeah,
it's so crazy.
You could hear it on the subway. Whenever they're listening with no headphones, that's usually me.
But it's so crazy how I don't know any. I know who he is, but I don't know any of his music. Isn't that crazy?
Well, you're not my demographic.
Yeah, exactly, right.
Well, who is your demographic?
Not 59-year-old white guys that look like cops.
Yeah. My demographic is people that came up from the streets. that are always looking for a way out, and they just look in the mirror and they say, what?
Do you know Leslie Jones? I could see her being that being her catchphrase, too.
What team does he play for?
What team does he play?
So, wait, you're not really mad at Eli, right? This is all like in one of those parishes in Louisiana? Is that like, yeah, is this like a parish brawl?
They're making a story where there ain't no story. I'm a big fan of the Giants because I'm little. So that's the opposite of me.
Yeah, but why were you with Odell Beckham when he's being interviewed on ESPN?
Because we like to hang out together because we grew up in the same neighborhood and he made it and I made it. But he never been in jail. I've been in jail.
But he's trying to look legit. He's sitting there with your raggedy-ass hair. I mean,
why you got to make fun of a black man's hair?
Yeah, Jesus, Kevin.
What?
Yeah, decrease the hate.
Do you know any of his songs?
No, there's no business like show. His songs. No, I don't know. I mean, I know.
I looked him up on Wikipedia. He made it when he was like 8 years old or something.
He's been around forever.
He was like in a boy band or something.
No.
They wanted to call me Lil Bow Wow, and I said, you save that for someone else, and you call me Lil Wayne. And they said, why? And I said, my name is Wayne. And they go, that makes sensical.
There you go.
But his name isn't Wayne, is it?
No.
It's Christopher.
I looked it up.
I just lied to you like you the police. Watch. Ask me if I got anything in my car.
You have anything in your car, son?
What'd you go to jail for?
What?
Oh, he was in jail for a while, right?
Yeah, gun possession, right? I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I possess a gun, and I also drink scissor up a lot, and then I drive on the scissor. But I DUI. Driving under, I drank scissor.
Why would I? I mean, you shouldn't get arrested if you're a black guy with a gun. You have to have a gun to survive. Am I right?
What do you mean I shouldn't get arrested? I like your stance. I'm going to come to your march. Where are you marching?
No, it's like when an NBA player gets arrested or a black guy gets arrested with weed. Of course they have weed. That's like a given. Of course they have a gun. They need guns because everybody else has a gun in the community. They can't be walking around with no gun.
But if you live in Georgia and you have an unregistered handgun, you're an idiot because anybody can get a fucking handgun in Georgia.
Yeah, but that's gay getting a permit.
Not street enough?
No, it's not street at all,
gay.
Right?
If I got a permit, I would put my own gun in my ass because I'm acting like a faggot, you know?
That's what I'm trying to say, Lil Wayne. We're on the same page. They should let him have guns.
I was in Syracuse with Pete Davidson, and he got pulled over, and I took the weed for him. Oh, wait, that was Joey Gay. What?
A little inside.
Yeah, a little inside.
We're going to get Joey Gay on the show just for the name.
Right.
He's a local comic.
Is it Joey Diaz?
No, Joey Gay. His name's Joey Gay.
Joey Gay. Is he gay?
I don't think he is gay. I think it's too obvious to be gay if your name's Joey Gay.
Right.
Yeah, if his name was Joey Straight, he would be gay.
Right.
Right. So he's flipping the script a little bit.
Like you're Lil Wayne, but you're big as fuck.
Big old
that's right,
black
but I'm
dick.
5'2".
Yeah, but what would he be if his name was Joey Boy?
I don't know. Let's go Radio Gold.
Thanks, Bobo. I love Bobo.
Yeah, he's great.
Bobo is magic.
I think Boy is just, you're on the road to gay, and you're just taking a rest for a minute. I'll try some pussy for a minute, but...
Yeah, bi is when your asshole is sore, so you go to pussy to get payback.
Yeah.
Oh, this Lil Wayne's on fire. Are these some of the raps for your lyrics from some of your rap hits?
He's selling my uncle Thanksgiving. How many of your rap hits are these for the lyrics?
Do you still, like, you're so ugly and little, but women, hot, tall women will still fuck with you?
Yeah, fucking lay like crazy.
Yeah, because I'm famous, and bitches love fame, bitches love game, and bitches love my name, Lil Wayne.
Yeah, he's covered in face tattoos and, like, he's got a grill and shit.
What do you smell like?
Corn chips.
Oh, cocoa butter and Dracar.
Yeah,
my baby's talking now.
Tell your Lil Wayne baby to shut the fuck up. Is that Lil Wayne Jr.?
I can't say that. I got to raise my child right and go to pride school.
Is that Lil Wayne Jr.?
Yeah, that Lil Wayne Jr. My dad's name is Big Wayne.
You know your dad?
No.
It was a great, it was a good delivery. <It's> good.
Sadly.
I don't know.
Little Wayne. Well, you know, I don't know. I was not on your side. It's typical. Like, you're not on the guy's side. Then you talk to him. You go like, you know what? I kind of like the guy now. But for you to be sitting there with...
discourse and dialogue is very important.
But if you're sitting there with a professional athlete, he's bitching on the Giants, and then he's sitting there with Little Wayne, and then it doesn't look good. And then Little Wayne's fighting with Eli Manning because Eli Manning said he said he doesn't listen to a lot of Little Wayne, and Little Wayne said you should.
Does Eli Manning look like he listens to Little Wayne? Like, I mean, honestly,
no,
like,
but no, Eli
he looked like he listened to Zach Brown Band.
Yeah, yeah, but the reporters asked him, "What'd you think about Little Wayne?" And he said, I don't fuck with Lil Wayne.
What does he know? Yeah.
So, and then Lil Wayne's like, well, maybe you should fuck with me because I can help you out. You listen to my music, you're going to play better. Is that what you said to him?
Yeah, but I had ribs in my grill, so he didn't hear me that clear.
Yeah. And they were rib tips, which are very fatty.
Ribs in my grill.
Ribs in my grill.
Is that one of your heads? Ribs
Wayne
in my grill?
Ribs.
So, one more time, Lil Wayne, sorry.
What?
It's
never
getting
between Lil Wayne and his
ribs.
What?
Lil Wayne. Can you? All right. Well, I know you got to go at 2:45, but you're welcome to call in any time, Lil Wayne.
Yep.
All right, well, I love your show. I'm going to come down and see you at the Comedy Basement place.
All right, Wayne. Try the falafel upstairs. It's delicious.
Oh, my God. It's like Baba Ganoush.
Baba Ganoush.
All right, thanks, Little Wayne.
What?
Thanks for calling in.
That's a good name for a song, Baba Ganoush. Oh, watch out, Oosh. Here I come. I'm drinking scissor. Watch out. I'm going to hit you with a bizzer. Oh, but Little Wayne, Lee Eli Manning. With it. Wait, you bet. What?
Wow. It's like a private concert.
No, it's like a million. I get like a million downloads.
Fuck you, Paul McCartney. Yeah.
Anything he does gets a million fucking downloads.
Absolutely.
Get a
so
puppy.
Many people love my music, but not Eli Manning. He a crack-ass cracker. What?
Yeah, but you know white people. You know how they be.
When Leslie Jones played on the Chicago Bears when they won the World Series.
Yeah. Oh, for Refrigerator Perry.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, she's great in that video. All right, well, thank you, Little Wayne.
Y'all have a good day.
You
I'm
too,
gonna
brother.
Go back to my cell.
Okay. Put some money in this commissary account.
He really got in trouble for having a gun. It's so ridiculous.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, he's got to have a gun, don't he?
Yeah, but somebody
You're
got
driving
shot
in a car?
But somebody got shot and killed at one of his concerts, right? A concert.
Just last week.
In Atlanta.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, is it that unusual? I don't know. Like, I mean,
no, we expect that. If you go to a rap concert, no one's murdered. Did it really happen?
No, it's like knocking a T-shirt.
Tree falls in a forest.
Doesn't make a sense,
right, Bobo?
Yep.
Right.
And also, got expected there could also be a riot at a rap concert.
Right, because if they don't play the song, if you go
play
to like a
song.
Phil Collins concert and he doesn't play the song you want, you'll just
right.
go home dissatisfied.
If
not black people, they'll start a fucking full-fledged riot, start looting, getting free T-shirts.
If my aunt didn't hear Susu Studio last night in Boston,
Susu
I guarantee
studio.
She ripped out
Why
the
would
and her throat out.
It's just so amazing Phil Collins can still get people to go to his fucking show.
You know what happened? He retired from show business, but nobody noticed.
Yeah.
And then he like started touring again in the UK and started drawing huge crowds. So now he's doing like a stadium tour. I think he's coming through the Barclays soon.
That's how you do it. You disappear, and then when you come back, people are like, oh, shit. It's like Journey. Remember Journey?
Yeah, sure.
Journey became like a joke.
Yeah.
And then now they come back, they're doing big arenas because they got the new fucking Filipino singer.
The little Filipino guy that they
beautiful,
found on YouTube.
Beautiful young boy.
Oh, God.
And if only he could sing to me.
I know. Just gargling my cum in his mouth.
All right, that took it too far.
So, Bobo, how's your day going?
Yeah, it's going good. Not really much. It was just a walk. I was just walking the dogs. I just went to work early in the morning.
Okay. You work at UPS, right?
I load the trucks.
You load the trucks. All right,
yeah.
Well.
What time you work?
Oh, I usually work 3 days a week, 4 a.m. to 9 a.m.
Oh, that's rough.
It's 15
minutes. Around Queens? Flushing?
Yeah, the one not far from me.
How do you get there?
I walk.
So you can walk to work?
It's a short distance from
that's
where
not so
I live.
Bad at all.
Yeah,
it's something.
Yeah, it is.
So, when you have to do you use like a forklift and stuff?
No. I load it with my hand.
Okay.
They bring me the stuff that needs to be loaded onto that truck.
No matter how big it is, they won't let me use the forklift.
Like,
it would need to be really big to work forklift because the truck I use doesn't handle for. Because the truck doesn't handle forklift. Because this truck doesn't handle forklift loads.
Do you have a license?
No, I don't
forklift?
Drive. I don't drive the truck. I'm not licensed to operate a forklift. Someone else does the forklift.
Are you technically an employee of the UPS, or they subcontract you out?
No, I'm kind of an employee of the company, the warehouse.
Of the UPS or the company, the warehouse company.
The location.
I understand. So do you wear like the brown?
No. Only the drivers wear the brown uniform.
I gotcha. Remember that that Larry Sanders show where Colin Quinn played Artie's son, and he just wanted to work at the UPS because he got to wear shorts all the time?
Wait, Colin Quinn was Artie's? Artie's son.
Yeah,
Artie, the producer.
Artie Lang, but Artie on the...
Wasn't Artie Lang on that show, too?
I don't think so. I think it might have been a little early for Artie. I think that show went off the air like in 98 or something. 97. I think Artie's probably doing the Norm show or something. Who the fuck knows? I don't know. Isn't it funny that like one of my... very good friends who I know through one of my kids was Artie's manager and got thanked and too fat to fish. I don't know, apropos of nothing.
He's still his manager?
Oh, no. He's the guy who's moved on. But no, he's
Zapato?
He knows you too. Ken Troosh.
Oh, I know Ken Troosh.
Yeah, Ken. I had lunch with Ken last week.
Good people. I don't really remember him, but I remember that name because it's a memorable
He's a nice
name.
Guy. He's a memorable name. He's a nice guy. He now manages like YouTubers and podcast and that kind of shit.
Oh, he's moved on? Comedians.
Podcasters. He's doing well. I don't know. You know, whatever. Anyway.
Where does he live?
He lives two blocks away from me.
Oh, Park Slope?
Park Slope. That's right, baby.
He have an office and he works out of his house?
Yeah, he's got some sort of like shared workspace. And he also is a member of the, of that, what's the Soho House? So, the one downtown, the one that in the Lower East Side. And so he'll go there and stuff. And we've been
at Soho House where you go and you work there?
Yeah, it's like, well,
You only use it when you need it.
Yeah, it's like shared space. So it has a pool, has a gym.
It's like my wife's vagina.
Yeah, share with my cum and dick and balls. So yeah.
What's with the cum and dick and balls?
I don't know. I got laid this morning. It was weird.
What?
The fact that I even got laid was weird.
That's why Bobo was late.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. Thank you, Bobo.
I'm kidding, of course.
Popped up nicely.
Kidding, of course.
I came here on time.
Do you?
No, I was kidding about you.
Are you currently involved with somebody?
No.
Do you like? I'm not saying you're gay, which would be fine. But do you like girls?
I like girls exclusively. Girls.
Exclusively girls. All right.
Oh, women.
Yeah, only girls, right?
I mean, females.
No, I'm kidding.
8 to 11.
I'm just joking.
No, females of legal age.
I understand. Right?
You're very sensible.
There's great strip clubs in Queens. You ever go to them?
Sometimes you don't want to blow money on a strip club. But sometimes on a special occasion, you're celebrating something. Sure. Get a nice little lap dance.
Yeah, I'm celebrating Tuesday. That's what I do. I go, yay, it's Wednesday.
We went to a strip club for, Adam's birthday?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that was a disaster.
It was
Sunday night?
Yeah, it was a Sunday night, very quiet. Lots of, you know, where all the lonely people, where do they all come?
But Brian brought his blind friend.
His dog.
Did you invite him?
I invited him, yeah.
So blind friend. How would you feel going to a strip club and there was a blind, big blind dude with a dog?
Well, I feel like, you know what, you're a stripper.
I'm asking Bobo.
Oh, sorry.
Well, the dog's trained, of course. It's a trained senile dog, so they just, I guess they do whatever dog duties, and the guy's just getting.
Yeah, but it doesn't create like a party atmosphere. We see a lot of handicaps. What? And a fucking. You hate to go to a fucking strip club and a handicap ramp is very busy.
It's true enough. You guys trying to get up the ramp.
You're a fucking traffic cop.
Some guy's got a joystick in his mouth, using that electric thing like, I would like to get a dance, please.
He sees the dog sees an ugly stripper. He starts barking that fucking
right.
Ugly stripper bark.
Well, yeah, Brian goes, can I get some peanut butter for my dog, please? And just smear it with a sun don't shine.
Oh, my God.
Well, if the scene doesn't look any, you haven't spent any money yet, you could always walk out.
You're right.
Yeah,
sometimes you pay a cover, though, and sometimes you want to get your money's worth. I don't know if I paid a cover that night. I think I did.
Gallagher's. I think it may have only been $10, so.
Do all the strippers come and pet the dog?
They all do. It's actually
so
kind of the
kind
dog.
Of nice.
Yeah, it's kind of a dog's kind of a chick magnet. But then I got him a lap dance, and I held the dog for him when he got the lap dance. And I told the stripper, I said, make sure you rub your tits and ass and pussy, like, kind of all over them.
All over the dog?
No. What a rough
dog loves that.
Hey, what a rough job.
The dog loves some human pussy.
Come over. Dogs come all over. Girl's like, I came in the bottom of a container.
I'm such a whore. Even dogs want to fuck
really
me.
Am. I came over from the Ukraine or some Chinese Falong Dong dynasty.
This.
For this to have a dog come all over
in
me.
In Queens. I can't even go to a Manhattan strip club.
Yeah. Here's your $12, sweetheart. What are you bitching about?
So, yeah. So,
and you were like a Brandy Alexander and the dog were like a biscuit.
I don't know. There's something sad about a guy just sitting there by himself with his dog.
I have learned with Brian that if you're walking away from him, you kind of announce it to him. It's like the opposite of a silent movie. I go, I'll be back. Because I've done that before. I walk away and I look over and he's just talking to the thin air.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh,
no,
shit.
But he's just he's a kind of a sullen guy anyway. He's just sitting there like, it's just something about him. Maybe we just want to leave. I had to leave anyway, but it just creates like a vibe. But good for him, though. He's got to, plus he can't even see them.
No, that's what I'm saying. You got to really get in there. You know what I mean? Like, he's really got to grab the ass and whatever else they're going to let him do it. I went to
you told the strippers to, like, let him work it?
I gave her, like, an extra 20. And then, you know, I said, you know, to really let him get in there. If you're on your period, pull it out and let him chew on it.
The dog's going to go nuts for one of those bloody pads.
Yeah, horny lassie. What's that, Timmy stuck in the well?
Yeah, dogs are with blood. Yeah,
they love it. He was doing, cause he does comedy. He went up one time.
No, he doesn't.
He does. And he went up one time and he had his dog with him and everyone was laughing. The audience thought he was killing it. Turns out there's a guy in the front row feeding the dog French fries.
Totally oh, true. Good stuff.
I know.
Go ahead, caller.
What do you got?
Hey, it's OVO Cool Cat here.
Oh, what's up, OVO? How are you, brother?
Doing pretty good. Hey, that was pretty cool. You guys were able to get Lil Wayne on. He was really coherent and articulate this episode. He's usually fucked up.
Yeah, he was a real get. He would clean up for a show like this.
What's he usually? He's just drunk all the time, or he smokes crack, or he drinks the purple slurple?
Slurple.
Oh, he's off the purple slurple like crazy, man. It's insane, usually.
Hey, Ova, what is that exactly? Is it only cough syrup, or you mix cough syrup with something else?
Yeah, it's a mixture.
Well, no, it's basically just cough syrup, but it's, I heard, like, it's really hard to get, really, and, like, they sell
it actually over
the counter in Japan.
No, it's
what was that?
I just bought NyQuil last night at the CVS. Tell them to try the CVS if they're finding hard to get cough syrup.
Yeah, they got purple NyQuil at a great price.
Right.
No,
I bought a 2-for-1.
We used to call it Tussin. I think that's what white people call it, Tussin. I think what he drinks is Robitussin with codeine in it. I think that's what it is.
Nope. That's not what it is.
Oh. But Darryl, you pull it up, please.
Scissorp
is
kind of like the cheap version. They like to get the high-grade shit.
I like when you said they. What do you have, Garrett?
Scissorp is codeine-based cough syrup with soda and Jolly Ranchers in it.
Oh, he's got, oh, my God, that sounds delicious.
Must have to go to Costco to buy that shit in bulk.
You got to go to Costco. Bubba is right.
Can I see the sommelier, please?
Do you make it yourself?
No, you buy it in
Jolly Ranchers. You make it yourself. Well, you get the codeine cough syrup, you know, I'm sure, from somebody.
And that's what I think Ovo was talking about. You have to get it over the counter because you can't buy cough syrup with codeine in it anymore.
Right.
Because Robitussin, there doesn't have codeine in it anymore. So probably in Japan, they sell it like that. But you could probably find it on, like, the, no pun intended, the black market. But I wonder if you use the Jolly Ranchers like they're ice cubes. You'd, like, throw a bunch in?
Yeah, you let them melt.
Oh. Who can wait that long? I'd be like, hurry up and melt. I want to drink my codeine.
A Jolly Ranchers melt quick. You put the whole bag, it melts quick.
Okay.
With the bag, with the plastic?
No. You take the thing, you unwrap them.
Oh.
Unwrap them. They melt quick, from what I heard.
Plastic's bad for your health.
I've read some stuff about. I've seen some science stuff.
Anything with Jolly Ranchers, I'll eat.
Yeah, including my asshole.
Sometimes they drop Xanax in there too.
Really? You can do that?
What? Listen, I don't.
Xanax and with the Sprite and the codeine.
I think it's going to affect your job performance. There was a football player who got hooked on that stuff. He was like the number one, Jamarcus Russell. And he was hooked on a purple slurple.
Jim Marcus.
For real. Garrett, right?
Yeah, wasn't he a number one pick?
Yeah, he was a number one pick. I think he played, I think it was LSU. Anybody out of Louisiana, you got to be worried about that purple slurple.
Yep.
Because that's where Lil Wayne's from.
It's also known as
Dirty Sprite.
Well, Dirty Sprite.
Sprite.
And half the ingredients you got to go to Canada to get.
Mm-hmm.
Or probably Mexico. You could probably get some Robitussin. Next time my wife goes to Panama, hey, Kevin, I got your Robitussin. Codeine is nice. Put some Jolly Ranchers in there. It's going to be good. Remember, culo tastes like candy.
Oh, my God.
I know.
I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine going like, this looks like a good call. Let me drink some purple Slurpee. Yeah,
and then probably in Canada, they could probably prescribe it for you.
Yeah, for sure. Or then you make it, and then you're like, what does this need? I think Jolly, you guys want to try Jolly Ranchers in here? Like,
that's such a, right. He probably invented it, Little Wayne, because he was 9. He was like, he goes, you know what this needs? Candy.
Right.
Because he was at one of those grown-up parties. Like, remember that, what was that girl's name? The one who was in
Ramsey.
No, E.T., and then she used to go to
Drew Barrymore.
She was drinking a vodka at 12 at these Hollywood parties.
Taking
her like here.
Yeah, he's like taking her to Studio 54.
She was hooked on.
Snort this, Drew Barrymore.
Cocaine at 14. Cocaine. She goes, this cocaine needs candy.
Let's crush up some.
I think Little John created it.
Yeah, I mean, he should trademark it.
For Little John?
Little John, right.
Yeah.
What?
I thought that was Little Wayne.
No, yeah. I just know from the Chappelle Show. I'm just doing.
Yeah, it's a trademark, and you could buy it at your local liquor store.
Yeah, or at least you could trademark the mix of Jolly Roger and Sprite. You know what I mean? You probably couldn't. The Cody and you're on your own, but you could probably go like they should like have a meeting and be like, listen, Sprite, Jolly Rancher, we've got an unholy alliance of.
Just can't imagine going like just drinking cough syrup with codeine and be like, I feel good.
I bet it fucks you up nice.
Let me go operate a big.
Let me get my unregistered handgun and take my $85,000 car out for a spin.
Right.
Right.
Let me drive a bunch of people upstate.
Yo, what's up, Bobo? What do you got? Yo, yes.
Do you think you would have capitalized in the dirty Sprite industry if you were in the 90s? And you think you would have been selling it back then?
I think it would have been a conversation that I would not mind having. You know what I mean? I feel like you could probably make like a syrup base of Jolly Rancher. You know what I mean? Like they had that really gross flavor. Like when you drink water and people don't like the taste of water, so they put like that, they squirt that little bottle thing.
It's called Mio. I remember the,
there he goes.
The product.
Bobo!
I used to see it in stores, but Bobo. I never bought it, but I've seen it and figured out what it was. And it didn't taste so good. Didn't really like it.
Yeah, it has like a chemical taste. But if I was running Jolly Rancher.
You think you're going blind because of all the bad things you did in the 90s?
No. Although there's a guy that. All right. That's a valid question.
He goes, no. Like he's thought it through.
I thought about it. No. Although I did jerk off twice today, and I got laid this morning. So, Bubba, watch out. I'm having a horny day.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
What, you jerked off before, and then you got laid?
I got laid at like 5:42 in the morning.
And then you jerked off twice after that?
Uh-huh.
Unbelievable.
It was like, it's totally true. I don't care if you believe it or not.
Because of the weather?
No, but it was like, it was 8, I blew off, I don't have the gym today, so it was like 8:40, and I was like, I can get in there, I'd be done by 9, I had to be my therapist at noon, so it was like, I've got like a little bit of time, I can either nap for an hour, or nap for half an hour, and then just push one out, and so I did that, and I have some go-to kind of stuff that I can,
And so in other words, that those 5 hours I was loading a brown truck,
right.
You were unloading your white cock.
Hey, thank you for your service, Bobo. That's why you're here, buddy.
Hey, Brian.
Yo.
I was praying to Jesus that he would do an unloading joke, and he did. So that proves there is a God. Thank you,
hey,
Bobo.
Brian. Yo, what's up? You got it? What?
Hey, do you remember that one porn star, Nick Manning, where he was like dropping fucking loads?
Dropping loads! Yeah, he took
Robin. I love that guy.
He took Robin Quivers out from the Stern Show a couple of times. They tried to make a love connection. He's too vocal. Remember that girl Christy Mack that got the shit kicked out of her by the War Machine?
yeah, I do.
Yeah, I watch a scene with him. I like to watch behind the scenes, you know, like porn, like after they're done fucking sometimes, and he gets up and off the bed and he's like, oh, I dropped so many loads in you. All right.
You watch after they come?
Yeah, I like the behind-the-scenes stuff sometimes. I like watching them
wipe
off.
They have bloopers, too. They have bloopers.
Oh, yeah, porn bloopers are great. You ever watch a guy? I like porn poopers, too. All right, Nova, what else you got?
Sometimes I like when a girl, they follow a girl, she wipes off her face.
Yeah, me too.
And then she's like, they're like, how was that? She's like, pretty good.
Yeah,
pretty good. I like to have jizz all over my face.
I got to put my money in my uncle's commissary account.
Yeah. Anyway, all right. Thanks, OBO. We got to get another call. We got another call
all
coming
right.
in 3.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, guys.
God bless.
All right, Mazel Tov.
What's Mazel Tov? Is it another holiday?
Just for good luck.
I thought it was another holiday.
You do Halloween? Do you dress up for Halloween?
Yeah, I do.
What are you going to wear this year?
It's a surprise. Anthony will find out when the party happens.
Oh, that's right. You're going to the party.
Are you going? Oh, right.
He's doing a party. It's commercial theme, but he will love the costume, and it kind of ties into what I'm bringing for the party.
Okay. Commercial theme.
Yeah, it's commercial theme. So I just, I did some.
You got to be a commercial?
Or something in a commercial.
You know, like something that, a character that was in a commercial, like, for example, Anthony might go as the, you know, maybe some guy might go as the, MyPillow guy.
Right.
Yeah, Mike Lindell. You've seen the commercials more that Anthony does the impression a lot.
Okay.
Right.
I kind of do it not as good as Anthony, but I do a decent MyPillow guy because I see the packages at work, and sometimes I think of the voice. I think of the commercial.
Are those things popular, the MyPillows?
They seem to be. I've never tried one myself.
Is it a long length pillow? Like you hold it like a person?
I don't know. It's about the length of the bed, the width of the bed.
The bed. Okay.
So and my sister raves about it, but I don't know if it's. She says it's good. Maybe one of these days I gotta buy one myself. But she likes it, and around the holidays I saw a lot of it. Like the holidays, they work 5 days a week. And every time I like join, he says, "Oh, my pills is my pillow, made in the great state of Minnesota. It's machine washable."
Is my pillow guy in there? Oh, that's just Bobo.
I know. It's like he's in the room. No, you're not. CGI.
People are calling the number. Is that believable? It is. Wait, is this guy?
Right, he's right there.
People used to say when they worked for those things that they would have the ads, they would have late night TV.
Right.
And they'd have they put up the number, like the call numbers. They'd say people who worked at these things, they would just sit around, and as soon as the commercial would start, people would just start calling. People are fucking idiots.
Yeah, people
just sit around. As soon as they run the commercial, they'd be like, you know what? I need one of those beds that make me, you know what I mean?
Art link letter bed.
Yeah, the numbers and all this shit. People are fucking, I need one of those chicken things that they're rotating.
Yeah, I think one of my relatives got a refund from an infomercial product because he tried it he was like cooking for some guests. He didn't like the product. He returned it. He got a full refund. And he says the most embarrassing purchase he got.
I was about 12, 13 years ago, I was hired to be in a commercial where it was like one of these, like, it was like, I love the 70s, like music. You know what I mean? It was kind of like a big CD thing. And so they hired and they go, look, you're going to sit around. We're just going to film you. And you're going to talk to each other like you're like as if you're all talking about like memories of the 70s, but we're not going to really hear you, so you can just mouth it or whatever it is. And so I was having fun, and I said to this girl across from me, I said, "Do you remember when you got your first abortion and how much blood and your parents were really upset because after that you couldn't conceive children again and all this shit?" And then the director comes in and he goes, "I could read your lips. You're fired." He got fired from the commercial. The middle of the commercial, they made me go home. It was way up in Westchester too. I had to take the train home.
What?
Yeah.
Bailey's gives you the free box set?
I got no box set. No Bobo. No Bobo box set.
Go ahead, caller.
Favorite Halloween memory. Hello?
Q?
Hey, yeah.
Hi.
Fink.
What's happening?
What's happening, buddy?
You Fink. You know you Fink?
I don't
think. He's a comedian.
Oh, cool. Hey, buddy.
His name's...
Hey, man. So, Kevin, who's on the line? I want to know who's on the line right now.
Who's on this line?
Yeah.
Just you.
Oh, yeah, but who are the other voices? I'm hearing people besides you. Oh.
Call me now! Call me now!
Bobo. And I'm Brian McCarthy. I'm like
Brian
McCarthy. I'm the co-host.
Brian, you're the co-host of Burning Bridges with Kevin.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, because Kevin used to teach me that expression, no Irish need apply, that used to be used toward Irish. I feel like your guy's show is only Irish need apply.
Brian McFadden on tomorrow's show to her to teach it.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, Fink, because, you know, it's just, it's sometimes I'll catch myself, it'll be all Irish, and I'll feel very comfortable.
I can tell you, you are the Whitey Bulger of this format.
Yeah, because, you know, people go, you know, Jews hang around Jews and blacks with blacks and Puerto Ricans with Dominicans. But it's like, you don't get the Irish really don't do it anymore because the Irish aren't as prominent as they used to be.
Weren't they dying off or something?
I don't know. They're not having big families, you know.
We intermarried a lot.
They're mixing their blood.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I think it's great you guys are keeping the culture alive.
Well, sig heil to you too, sir.
And Bobo's here too. You don't know Bobo.
I don't know Bobo.
Anyway, Fink's from the West Coast. What do you want to say for your credits, Fink?
Well, you and I did stand up together on the road before we became writer, producer, personalities. We did Saturday Night Live together.
Wow.
He was on right? Saturday. How many years were you on Saturday Night Live?
I was there 7 years.
Good Lord. That's
seven?
A
yes.
Wow.
What's Adam Sandler really like? Just kidding.
He's friends with Spade.
Yeah, I was friends with Spade. Sandler, I knew, you know, he predated me. He left the show before I started.
Okay. He did?
Yeah.
When'd you start?
I started in 95, like 3 or 4 years before you came.
Anyway, I saw Lauren at the Yankee game. He's sitting in the front row with fucking Pete Davidson and
Ariana Grande
and Michael Che, and he looked
that
like
warm your heart.
No, he looked like one of those guys who starts like a boy band so he can fuck the boys.
Like those British guys always get convicted years later.
Yeah, like that guy, the guy who did Boys
Orlando
to Men.
Guy,
the Perlman.
Yeah, right.
And he was embezzling their jizz and their money. And
I know, and yet no one gives Perlman for credit for actually having good taste in singers.
Yeah, because he put both of them. He put Backstreet Boys and NSYNC together, right?
Yep. Absolutely. He has like his eye for talent is like Lauren's. You got to give it up.
Amazing. So Lauren's sitting there. I mean, Lauren's sitting in the front row. Lauren's like, I don't know if it's last night's game, but the picture I saw, he's literally right behind home plate. I'm like, what? Are you serious? Like, you got to be on the front row right behind home plate. It's not even a good seat.
No, it's not.
Because it's like a weird angle to watch a fucking game. It's always better to be on the side, to be right behind. You can't even see because you're blocked by the fucking umpire and the. What a fuck. I was hoping his on the way home, his party bus would roll over like that fucking thing in upstate and they would all die. Leslie.
Did you go up to him?
Huh?
Did you approach him at the game?
No, I wasn't there. I just saw a picture on TV.
Oh, you just saw it on TV. I got it.
It's just so like.
Scoop.
No, actually, I didn't even see it on TV. I saw a picture of them watching a game.
Oh,
and
I think they said
Michael Che was Chris Redd. And, you know, because all black performers look alike.
Sure. Right. I thought Michael Che was Asian. I haven't seen the show in a long time. He's black?
I did, too, before I met him. Anyway,
I thought he was like Henry Cho from Nashville.
Exactly. How could you think anything but that? So,
remember,
wait,
he's
going
to. His opening line, he used to step on stage every time and go, "What's wrong with this picture?" That was always his opening. And my response was always, that it's not funny.
And it would kill. What do you got on Neil? You think Neil's a complete fraud, right?
Oh, my God. You know, so I saw this video of him, Kevin. I guess he presented on the Emmy Awards, right, with Chappelle?
Yeah.
And then he put out his own video of a behind the scenes.
Yeah, I
thing of backstage, and my response was, watching Neil present on the Emmy Awards to me is like watching when you go to a Major League Baseball game and they have just an average citizen who has no athletic talent throw out the first pitch.
Judd Apatow.
It's like a sad, like a Korean War veteran in a wheelchair, and they put him at the mound and go, "Oh, you did good.
Yeah.
You did real good. You rolled the ball like 3 feet, and the catcher has to come get it." That to me was watching Neil.
So what did he say?
Emmys.
What did he say about his performance?
Huh?
Didn't he make like a hack joke in the Emmys anyway, or did you not see it?
No, I totally saw it. No, of course I did. Well, he did. He tagged a joke that he and Chappelle did together that got nothing, and then he was mad. He went shout out to therapy and medication, and it didn't really get anything. And then when he did his backstage video, he commented on I don't understand why that didn't get a laugh.
Because it's hack.
Still mad about it.
Isn't it hack?
Is that hack?
Yeah, the therapy and medication. Like everybody
it seems
says
like that would have been funny in like 1997.
Yeah.
So yeah, it seems kind of dated.
So the joke that Chappelle and Neil did worked, and then Neil tagged it and got nothing.
And he tagged it with shout, and it got nothing. And he was mad. And he admits he goes, "I thought that was gonna." He goes, "I was really bummed." You know. He goes, "I watched the tape and." It didn't go over well, and I don't know. I thought it was going to do really good.
Well, Neil comes off as very confident, but he's deeply insecure and knows he's not talented.
No, I can tell. Well, here's what I've learned about people who are super insecure on TV. So the go-to move to be confident is to chew gum. Because when you chew gum on camera, it's sort of like, I don't give a shit. I'm so relaxed, I'm chewing gum.
I chew gum when I'm eating my wife out.
Yes.
Well, that's what he did. Bubba. I think he was chewing gum on the Emmys, if you watch the tape. He's got gum in his mouth.
Yeah, to try to calm himself down. So wait, he did. Now I got to watch it. So he did a tag.
But
he did a tag, it didn't work. Wait, he did a tag, it didn't work, and then he commented on his.
No, he didn't comment on the Emmys. He commented about it not working in his video.
That's what I meant. So he was, like, upset that it didn't work?
He was upset, but, oh, I got a great one for you. So he was really upset afterwards. He did this whole rant where he does that false humility thing where he goes, yeah, people were coming up to me and telling me that it was, he goes, Kyle Mooney came up to me and said, hey, man, you killed it, and that felt nice. Neil said, he actually said, and that felt nice. And, of course, I'm watching this and go, how needy do you have to be to take an endorsement from Kyle Mooney? Like, I barely know who Kyle Mooney is. Is that like a huge a sort of endorsement of your talent?
I don't even know who Kyle Mooney is.
Well, that's my point. And Neil's like, hey, I got a prop from Kyle Mooney.
Well, first of all, what's Kyle Mooney going to say to him? Like, hey, you ate a big dick up there?
Exactly. Like, how ignorant is Neil? Does he understand that people all lie to your face? But here's what pissed him off. He did this rant where he goes, yeah, he goes, some agents came up to me who aren't performers after the Emmys, and they go, nice job. And Neil goes, hey, you know what? Go fuck yourself with nice job. I actually got a laugh. Ugh. It's like, really?
He is chewing gum. He is. We're looking at the video right now. He is chewing gum.
Yeah, see, I told you.
Oh, now I got to watch it. So it didn't.
He's like you were just saying. It's pretty standard for someone if you just performed to say nice job.
Sure. No, like, I said the people who just bombed. I'd see a guy who just. I work with a guy. I tell people, like, if I work with a guy all weekend. And then I'll at the last night of the show,
right.
I'll say to him, great job. I don't give a fuck. I'll never have to see him again.
Yeah. Listen.
So what am I going to say? You stink? Work on your act?
Here in L.A., I drive through Fat Burger and In-N-Out Burger, and I tell the person who's given me my sandwich, nice job, just like I would I would Neil.
Right. Because what do you care? You don't want to deal with – You don't want to deal with them going, you say, like, and Neil's a fucking cuck because he can't even, if you don't give him the right kind of compliment, he gets all bent out of shape.
Well, clearly, because he's mad at agents who said nice job to him, he's lucky they even spoke to him. That's how I look at it.
Wow.
Well,
but here was the greatest, is he, part of the reason he's mad that they said nice job is he goes, look, what's the fuck with nice job? He goes, I did a show that's popular, three mics. So I, of course, wanted to interrupt him right there and go, oh, really? Three mics is popular according to whom? Like your friends who watch Netflix? Like, it's not exactly like a household name that, oh, Neil Brennan from Three Mics.
Yeah, well, yeah, let's all go to Los Angeles and kill him.
Seriously.
No, he's such a baby. He's been like that his whole life. He always wanted to get credit for all this shit he didn't even do.
Oh, really?
And one time he wrote back when you were still at SNL, I remember he wrote something with Michael Schur or something like that. He wrote a movie.
Yeah.
And he sent it to me, and then I read it, and I was like, yeah, I don't like the premise. I think you should change the premise. He flipped out. He couldn't even take a fucking. I'm like, why are you sending it to me? You want me to just say what everybody else says? Like, oh, it's great. I gave you constructive criticism, and he almost fucking. I thought he was gonna come over and beat the fuck out of me because he couldn't. He just couldn't take any constructive criticism because he's a fucking spoiled fucking cunt, and he's the youngest
of
10.
What's the movie he directed that Will Ferrell produced years ago?
The Goods.
The Goods. So see if I. If I had seen Neil when I went to that movie when there were like 17 people at the ArcLight Theater here in Hollywood,
yeah,
I would have gone up to him and go, "Did you direct that? Nice job! Nice job for directing that movie."
Because that's what you say in L.A. anyway. That's what anybody says anyway. But especially in L.A., everybody just lies to everybody's fucking face.
Well, I heard you on your podcast or your interview. You said that you hated it out here because everyone brought a lawyer to like. Your meals or something?
No, like if you go to lunch, you feel like you right. got a pitch or you got a. It's all everything's right. business oriented. You get in your car, you feel like you're going to a business meeting, even if you're just going to fucking Fat Burger to have a Fat Burger.
I got to be honest. I got my lawyer on right now with me on this call. I have to.
How is Saul doing? I love his energy.
Yeah, he's quiet, but, you know, I got to make sure that you guys don't say anything litigious.
I understand.
I'll have to sue. That's just how it works.
Litigious.
Happy New Year. Shanatova.
Litigious is my favorite word. I use it like four times a day.
So where are you living now?
I live in Hancock Park. Do you know that neighborhood?
Yeah, that's like where Brad Pitt used to live, right?
My hands on my cock right now.
Yeah, but, you know, in L.A., you just get to make yourself sound successful. You go, yeah, I live in Malibu adjacent.
Or you say,
no one wants to say where they live. They just throw in the word adjacent.
Yeah, that's Woodland Hills, you fucking cunt.
Don't you?
Exactly.
Don't you say a lot of times, don't you try to say you ran into Andy Kindler somewhere?
I haven't seen him in years.
No, that's what I mean. But like, hey, I just saw Andy Kindler at the Starbucks. So I must be where all the hot things are happening, because he's got his finger on the pulse of something.
Sure. Exactly.
Anyway, Fink, we got to – thanks for calling. But anything else from L.A.? Anybody else?
So, you know, this movie's getting panned called Life Itself.
Yeah.
That just came out. And what shocks me is everyone's going, like, the critics are going, God, it's so surprising the movie's bad because it's from the creators of that NBC show, This Is Us.
Oh, yeah.
And I go, what's surprising? This Is Us is unwatchable.
No, but people like it because it's sad. You know how women like it because it's sad?
Was somebody have cancer or something, or AIDS?
No, they're all dying, and they're all like interracial couples. I don't approve of that.
No race mixing.
No, well, my attorney is shaking his head. No, I guess I'm not.
All right, sorry.
I agree with you on that. Did you hear Vern Troyer this morning? They ruled his death a suicide.
Who?
Mini-Me.
Yeah, Vern Troyer.
He killed himself?
That guy.
Wait, but he really killed himself?
Vern Troyer killed himself. Remember Hervé Villechaize, the plane?
Yep.
He killed himself.
I heard Vern Troyer killed himself with 2 feet of dental floss.
Oh, dude.
Too soon.
That's actually litigious.
Irregardless.
But I got to tell you, nice job for that one.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
So he did kill himself?
I guess
I think midgets get sick of it. They just get sick of it. And as you get older...
There's some agency out here that handles all dwarves.
And they're at half-mast?
They got to be careful now, because they got to have at the end of that meeting with HR and go, look, there's a very good chance you guys are going to get a big role and you're going to kill yourself. That's just how it works.
I'm going to give a call to Nick Nowicki. Make sure he's all right.
Yeah, you're friends with him, right?
I'm friends with Nick.
Poor Nick Nowicki.
He's a great guy.
Nick Nowicki, I'm not familiar with him.
He's a comic actor. You know, he's out in L.A. He's hustling, you know. But he's little. He's very handsome. And he's a gorgeous wife.
Well, I'll tell you this. More people know who he is than have seen the Netflix special Three Mics.
You're such a...
So, Kevin, I want to be your Hollywood correspondent.
Yeah, you are. You got the job.
This is inside shit here.
You got the job. Anything you can dig up.
Yeah. And I'm unfiltered.
Live from the Brown Derby.
Try to go undercover at the Comedy Store. See what we can dig up.
Wear a big mustache.
Okay, I'll hide in that Dove Davidoff's car.
Hi, Fink. Thanks for calling in.
Fun.
Nice meeting you. See you later.
Okay, bye.
We did a gig together in Tampa, and I would just shit on all these guys, and then he would go, oh, I kind of like the guy. I go, oh, whatever, I don't give a fuck, you know.
Right.
Then we just became like friends, because I would just always shit on, and he was like one of those guys that like likes to, he would like laugh that I would shit on these guys, right. But he'd be like, you know. But now I think he's just like, fuck everything, because he's older, you know.
Renown isn't.
Yeah, and then you see how shit works. But when I saw Lauren yesterday at the game, I was like, wait, like I said, I didn't see him.
You're implying that you saw him, like you guys saw each other.
No.
Press box.
But I'm like, this sitting behind the fucking right behind home plate, you can't see anything. Even when the balls hit the net's blocking you. So it's just a terrible angle. But Lauren's such an egomaniac that he's like, I want to be on TV. And I want Pete Davidson, and then it looks like a boy band, because Pete Davidson looks like whatever the fuck he is, and then Michael Che, so it looks like a boy band, you know what I mean?
See, Pete, you can tell that the pitcher is getting tired because his left arm is drooping.
And then he's wearing a Yankee hat. I'm like
Canadian.
No, he's just such. It's just like,
it's gross.
Because we worked together at SNL. He was there before I got there, but he.
Jagger and I went to saw this game once with John Belushi boys. So.
And he's like, he knows everybody, but it's like, it's not enough. Right. It's almost like the Neil Center, where like Neil has to be like, I have to be a presenter at the Emmys. He's like, for what? And then get mad because the joke didn't work or because people said nice job. What are they gonna say?
No.
Don't be on. If you can't handle, Patrice said a good thing. Patrice said when he did the Charlie Sheen roast, he said he had built up to like, it wasn't like he was ready to do the show. He was ready to like not do well. You know what I mean? So if you want to do something like that, you have to be prepared to bomb.
Right.
Because then you're not worried. Then you're not afraid anymore. If you go in there like, oh shit, everything I say, Neil's chewing gum, then there's too much stress on you, and then of course you're gonna not do well. But if you don't give a fuck if you bomb, then you're gonna do well. So Patrice. That was like a good point that he made right before he died.
You know, Michael, Paul Simon, I was in the studio.
He lives with Paul Simon.
Yes, and when you're making Graceland, I went to Africa, so I know how it is for you, the struggle.
So it's like, it's not enough. It's not enough, Lorne. It's not enough. It's not. You have to be. Because I've been. Fink took me to one. He got tickets from Lorne when he worked there. Before I even worked there, we went to a game and we had good seats. We were like in the eighth row or whatever. But we weren't right behind the fucking. And you know, to get right behind home plate in a playoff game, that's like everybody wants those seats because then they're on TV and people and their friends can call me like, hey, man, you're on TV.
I want those seats.
No. And Lorne probably don't even look at his phone because he's like, of course I'm on TV. I'm Lorne fucking Michaels, you know.
He doesn't know shit about baseball either. How many pitches until we can leave?
He doesn't give a shit. He doesn't care.
You like the Mets, right, Bubba?
Yep.
Good. Do you have like a season pass or what do they call it?
Season tickets?
Tickets, right.
You're talking about soccer, you faggot.
Not 2-1. Red card.
Not currently, but I have in the past.
Okay.
It's just right now where they.
But you can buy like a smaller package, right? You can buy like an 8-game.
Sure can.
Yeah, like sometimes.
That's what my wife got.
Yeah, some years I get the.
You can buy like an 8-game.
Yeah, it's usually like 20-game reserves. Yeah. One game.
That's a better way to go.
Yeah, that's what I might do one day. It reserves one game of each round of the playoffs if they make it.
Right, and also unless it's a good team. Like the Yankees or whatever, that's in demand. Then you can get season tickets and sell the tickets on StubHub.
Now, in certain circles, you are sort of a local celebrity, I'll say. Have you ever gone and, like, met the Mets or gone into the, like, thrown a pitch out or anything? I remember you did something in Staten Island. Is that right?
No, I was in Brooklyn. I threw a first pitch at Cyclones game.
How'd you do?
They kind of fell before a little bit before the play.
I'd say he made a good point about, like, Neil throwing out the first pitch at the Emmys. You know, they put a guy who's like, you know, you want to do the first pitch at the baseball game? Because they need people. I mean, they don't need people at the Emmys, but for Neil to be out there, like, a show that's 15 years old, and they're like, oh, let's bring these two guys out there. Because Judd Apatow.
It's harder than you think.
Is this Bobo?
Yeah. It's harder than
There's
you
a roller coaster in the background?
The Brooklyn Cyclones, their ballpark is in Coney Island.
Oh, I didn't know that. That must sound
minor league ballpark.
That was a very bad throw. Do they play the music like wah wah?
They do that at the end of every first pitch. They do it at the end of every first pitch. At the end,
the music is perfect. Wah, wah.
You do that at the end of every first
Thank
pitch.
You, what,
you guys have Judd Apatow throwing out the first pitch?
How it goes.
Someone show that to me. I don't know. I don't think they showed it. I don't think I saw it here. Judd Apatow did a first pitch.
What do you do?
It was a disaster.
There's only been one like Jewish person good at baseball in the history of the game.
Andy Koufax.
Exactly.
And he wouldn't even pitch on Yom Kippur. Here's Judd Apatow. Wah, wah. He's a nice guy, I guess, since he put me in his show. But it's a very bad first pitch.
I think I might have been at this game.
Oh, he had to meet the pitcher. That's a pitcher. Oh, shit. You got to be a fucking psycho.
Freaking
to do this.
The Grom? It's pretty cool.
Oh, my God. He can't even fucking throw. Will you get nothing out of it? Why would you agree to throw out the first pitch?
Obviously, the greatest one is
sick. It's sick.
Baba Booey, who trained with a pitching coach. You've seen that one, right?
No, but also 50 Cent had a terrible first throw, too. But unless you're, it's like they ask you or you ask them or whatever. You're at the game. I'm going to go to the game. If you know you can't throw. I'm not talking about you, Bobo. You're a baseball fan. But Judd Apatow must, like, if I throw a first pitch, I know how to fucking throw. I might throw wild. But I know how to fucking pitch. It's not going to go like 50 Cent or Judd Apatow, like nowhere close to the catcher. And then the pitcher's right there. There's a lot of pressure.
I would handle the ball to the pitcher and say, hey, why don't you do this, pal?
No, I would say, you're in a win-win situation because you're fucking blind.
Right.
And if you throw a strike, you're Mother Teresa, yeah. Helen Keller. And if you don't, I'm blind, motherfuckers. Grab the first mic you can.
Right up in the air. I would throw like a I'd go, wee!
You start licking it.
Yeah, you might actually get a fan in the stands get beamed by a
there you go,
first pitch.
Exactly. And then
it'll be the first time it'll have ever happened.
Hey, Lorne Michaels right in the face. Ow.
Michael Che.
Pete Davidson, you
And
know.
Then they'll be showing it constantly on SportsCenter, the guy getting hit by a first pitch.
Right. Yeah, no, that's true. If you can... But something like that, it's just going to go viral for all the wrong reasons. But then he'd go like, I'm just the director. But aren't you a man?
Right.
You don't throw like a man. It raises a lot of questions when you can't throw. You agree to throw, and then you can't throw. So I can throw. I can fucking throw.
We'll see a third season of Crashing in Your Future.
See, are they on their third season or are they a fourth?
No, so make that stupid show.
Anyway, we gotta. I wanted to talk to Fink longer. I didn't want to bore you guys, but I want to talk. Go ahead, caller. I want to talk to Fink longer about show business stuff.
Sure. Well, next week
he really needs his lawyer because he can't. He can only say so much out there. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Brian.
Yo, it's me. Hey, hi.
Hey, what's going on? Why don't you show it to your cunt? You're an alcoholic. Fuck.
Yeah, fair enough.
God damn.
Well, I honestly thought that the girl that walked out on Monday, I thought she might accommodate the wish to.
No way.
This morning made her fucking walk out. We finally get some goddamn decent looking eye candy on the show, and you want to make her fucking leave.
Well, I think she had to go to work, but if we can.
She never sent anything back to me. I never asked her either.
Well, there you go.
Fuck these whores.
Yeah, fuck them all. Bobo.
I went up to see her fucking meat curtains, and you made her fucking walk off.
Did I say meat curtains?
God damn it.
Sorry, pal. We'll get
what's a meat curtain?
Meat curtains like pussy lips. True.
I knew it was something.
Yeah, it's like meat curtains are like pussy lips that hide the.
I don't know anything.
You really don't.
I'm so naive.
Hey, Brian, your wife told me that your dick is the size of a fucking Tic Tac.
Yeah, well. It's not, but it's.
Imagine if your dick was the size of. You'd make a fortune if you had a dick the size of a Tic Tac.
The guy on Twitter, he goes, I don't care about your dick size. I just want to see your fat pad.
Do you?
Yeah, on Twitter. Oh, yeah.
Well, you don't like this dick talk, do you?
No.
No.
You're a class act.
We've been calling in, Brian. We want to see it. You always say your cock is big, but I know you're fucking lying.
All right, let me figure it out. Let me try to figure out a way I can.
Can you pay a gal to just come in here for like 15 minutes?
You get a sponsor for that? Or
fluff you up?
I'll stick one up there.
Yeah. Who?
From where? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York, man. I got one on the way right now.
Oh, no.
He's going to rub you up. We're going to see how big your fucking sausage is.
Can you get a lady from across the street at that hand job place? Can't she just come over?
Hand job place across the street?
Yeah, it's on the second floor.
Oh.
According to the lady. The lady with the flyers.
It's like a rub and tug.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know what's in this building? The Houdini Museum, Garrett.
What?
The Harry Houdini Museum is in this
Houdini?
Building. Houdini.
Not Hoon.
Houdini.
Houdini.
Is there an N in there?
No, it's Houdini.
Sorry.
You're thinking of a different museum,
Kevin,
the Houdini.
Kevin, what's going on with that hairline?
I don't know, motherfucker. I'll fucking cut you. I got nothing to live for. I want to fucking die anyway. My health and my life insurance is booked.
Go back to the fucking nursing home.
All right. What you gonna be for Halloween?
My hairline.
Margaret's fucking waiting on you to play chess.
What?
I don't know.
Maybe I'll go as Margaret Cho. Yeah, I thought he was going to say Margaret Cho.
Really funny.
Margaret Cho.
No, Margaret at the fucking nursing home is waiting on you to go up there and fucking play chess with her.
Oh.
Right. I'm not even. First of all, it's my hairline's
Don't
only bad on one
bag.
Side.
You're keeping. You're hanging in there for your.
I look good.
God damn it.
Who's he talking to?
I don't know. He's just ranting.
He's just yelling.
Right, I will.
He's yelling at his dog.
I know it's annoying that I talk about I have a big dick and stuff, so I'll try to cut back, but I. We'll figure out a way. If I can fluff in the bathroom and someone verifies it, I'm not going to show it on camera.
We should go across the street and see if one of those ladies will come over. They'll do it.
You home visits?
No, for $100, they'll fluff you up. Yeah, but you just say, maybe
you get like a plaster cast thing. You get hard and stick it in the goo. And then just pour the plaster in, and then you can bring a representation of it.
By the way, unless you call your asshole a plaster cast, I'm not going anywhere near it.
We need a real. I don't want any casts. I don't want any trophies. I don't want any plaques. I want to see your. I want to see a real dick, and I want to see.
Bobo, can I use your hand?
Yep.
When's the last time your dick got super hard?
Like this morning.
Like real hard, you could tell it was hard.
I had sex and everything, and then I jerked off twice afterwards. So it's been hard like a lot of minutes today.
Can you
see how big it is?
When you're jerking off, can you just take a video of it?
Yeah, come on.
Why not?
I want to run for office someday.
But that's behind a paywall. They're not gonna. They're not
pay
gonna.
Somebody.
All right. Well, listen.
You probably got surveillance cameras in your house.
Exactly right. They're everywhere.
Oh, they probably so there's probably footage of you jerking off on that camera, and someone probably hacked into that camera and put it on the internet.
This kid's no idiot. Give it to him right
That's
now.
That's how the porn business works.
That's right.
Why do you think they call motels no-tell motels? Why do you think they got cameras in the hotel motel rooms?
Why?
Because
they sell it?
They hack it to the cameras, they find couples fucking, and they sell it as on DVD.
For real? What's it called? Couples fucking on DVD?
.gov. It's a government website.
It's an amateur porn, I think. It's under amateur.
I think it's illegal.
Or voyeuristic.
Is it illegal to just get a video of just... Do that illegally, Brian?
True story. My friend was in Budapest in Hungary. And
are you saying all the words wrong? Budapest.
Budapest. It is Budapest.
There's no S-H.
Garrett, please.
Brian is correct.
Thank you.
Budapest?
Yes.
Or at least that's how they say it there.
Oh. Yeah. But it's Budapest. There's no A-S-H.
I pronounce Barcelona, because it's Catalan. But anyway, so my friend got approached. He was at like a nightclub, and this girl comes up and she goes, hey, listen, you want to come back and fuck me in this brothel? But it's free, but we're gonna film you. He got recruited to be in a porno, and he was married, but he did it anyway. So now there's like a video of him out there like fucking a Hungarian whore. On some website.
The condom?
Yeah, but not the blowjob.
Well, like I said, there's these videos. It's like, I'm not saying that I use these products, aware that they exist, and I'm aware how the practices they use.
Yeah, he's aware. They put cameras in your house when you're out when you're at home. They break into your home, put cameras around, and then let the party.
And then they sell it.
That's what he's saying. I think you need a release.
So me and my wife is on video somewhere.
Yeah, wide-angle lens at that quarter.
If they never approach you about it and they snuck in and put the cameras and they didn't tell you that they were hacking into it.
Yeah, well, anything's possible, I guess. That's what we'll take away from that. I mean, why not?
Hey, Brian, make a porn.
Yeah, I can't.
Is this the same caller?
Yeah.
Yeah, still on here, man.
Still on
here. I like we'll get in the elevator. He'll be on the elevator, too. I'm still here, man. That
crazy girl across this hallway, is she still here? Is she cute?
Yeah. What's this?
This is what Bobo's talking about.
Really?
It's a hidden camera in a hotel. This couple's going at it.
What's the website?
It's just a xnnx.com. Yeah. Just a porn website.
Which is the most popular porn site in the world.
What's it called?
XNXX. Right. It's huge.
XNXX.
Bigger than YouPorn. Yeah. I don't even
bigger
know.
Than RedTube?
Bigger than RedTube. I'm amazed, too. Because it's a weird name for a porn site.
That's what I look like when I'm fucking?
I guess people really are into amateurs.
Me too.
I guess porn consumers are really into amateurs.
Like amateur threesome cream pie.
You got to be, this is like beyond me, but you got to be a real pervert. You want to search amateurs.
Well, let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater.
This video is 46 minutes. This guy's a pro.
He's a pro. What, they take a break and like watch an old episode of Silver Spoons or something?
Like, guy's got the worst ass. I bet he's got a better ass than I do. That's the killer part. He looks like he's kind of like she's not even enjoying it.
He just had a lot of Cialis.
Like he's got her trapped under his weight.
Yeah,
and she's trying to get away, but she's Asian.
Can't do anything because
too much a man.
Esther Koo I saw on her before we started the show on her Instagram. Like she had some kind of video where she was like. Just in her bathing suit. Can we go to that?
I'm getting up again.
Esther Cuckoo. I don't know what it is. Esther Koo, but she's just like in her bathing suit. I didn't even see it, but then she'd be like, I'm a comedian.
Well, looks like I got it prematurely. Mm-hmm. Like so many things sexually.
All right, get back. All right, we got to wrap it up. Bubba, what do you got?
God, I don't really have anything to promote.
What did she say? What did she say she's doing? Is that the music for it?
No, I'm just having a little fun.
What did she say she's doing? She's rubbing her leg?
She just wrote, hello.
What a fucking tease.
What an attention.
She's wearing a bathing suit and she's saying hello. And it's got like 10,000 views.
Hero.
Oh, it never ends. Anyway, we got to wrap it up. These guys had a busy day in the booth.
Yeah, sure. Give me the booth.
Bobo.
Twitter and whatever, Facebook, social media.
My Twitter is Bobo103NYC.
Okay, great. What do you have going on?
Oh, you got a lot of Twitter followers, right?
Yeah, I got a lot of Twitter followers all over the place.
Like almost 100,000?
Yep, I also got an EP of humorous songs available at lobosound.com/Bobo.
What kind of, like, what? Just real quick, like, what do you have, like, what's a humorous song?
No, these are like humorous songs done in different styles parodies. Of music. Well, they're not parodies. They're original produced songs that me and the people I worked with in their studio in Illinois. And we did it. You know, like how sometimes albums have a gimmick.
Uh-huh.
Like remember how Eminem had an album called The Eminem Show?
Yes.
That's where I got the idea for the album, the Bobo Show, and there's me playing, you know, pretending I'm a hacky DJ. I'm pretending. And there's some songs, humorous songs we came up with, different styles. Like there's like little acoustic guitar about Sansa Stark. There's one that's like done like a Kid Rock style called Queen's Cowboy.
Oh, Queen's Cowboy. I want to be a Queen's Cowboy.
Rapping.
Okay.
Like a little rapping.
He had a song called I Want to Be a Cowboy. So is it kind of like that?
I don't know how to describe Queen's Cowboy.
Okay, we'll check it out.
I'll just take part of it. Like, right. Introduce you to Maloon Agains, titty fucking your balloon agains. Kind of right. That's just part of the song, all right?
Am I wrong? This is the best show we've ever done.
I'm a huge fan of this. Remember, folks, please go to Gotham Comics.
Oh, yeah, and there's an EDM remix with the audio of me.
Oh, awesome. Okay, well, we'll check all that stuff out.
I do a little rapping on the EDM also.
All right, well, we'll check it out. Gotham Comedy Club, November 12th, Laugh for Sight. Please go to Gotham Comedy Club. It's I'm hosting the thing with Robert
Clark. The other guy.
This fucking guy. And it'll be a lot of fun. So you come out, and I think we're almost sold out. So
yeah, that's what
say that.
Tickets available is really what he meant to say. Tickets available.
And then, of course, at Brian P. McCarthy on Twitter. And Brian McCarthy.
Shout out.
Go ahead. Sorry, I'm done.
Shout out to the Boston Red Sox for humiliating the Yankees, winning two games at home at Yankee Stadium. So
yep.
Lenny's heartbroken, and his girlfriend Leslie Jones and all those fucking star fuckers, they can all fucking suck my dick. And also shout out to the to everybody. I was thinking I never really thanked the people who actually signed up for Compound Media because I came over here. So shout out to them, and also shout out to the.
And thanks for subscribing, all you subscribers.
Yeah, you guys are the best. And also the best people in the world are the people that do Compound Media. And also listen to sign up to the Patreon because my wife quit her job. I need money. Anyway, I made her quit the job. It's not like because I couldn't. It's too stressful with the fucking kids and doing all these podcasts and doing road work and shit.
Yes, 24.
Anyway, thanks to Compound Media and the booth. Great job. God bless. Thanks, Bobo.